This is episode number 670 with New York Times bestselling author Rory Vaden.
Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin.
Drucker said the best way to predict the future is to create it. Welcome to the podcast. You have the ability and the power to create your future the way you want it. Over the last 10 years, I've been building my personal brand in such a way so that I can have the life that I want right now. I continue to develop it, to create it, to shape it, to mold it, to reinvent it every single month, year. And every time there's a transition in my life, I'm doing it not on accident, but on purpose. And I'm excited about this episode because I went through an experience with Rory for a couple of days that changed the way I think about my own brand, my personal brand, my business, the revenue I'm bringing in, the type of people I want to work with. Everything that I think about with my business was changed from this two-day experience. And for those that don't know, Rory Vaden is a New York Times bestselling author. He is an internationally acclaimed keynote speaker, one of the world's leading experts on self-discipline and overcoming procrastination and multiplying your time. He's got incredible TED Talk online about multiplying time. He's been featured in press all over the world. And he was in the World Championships of Public Speaking. He's a powerful voice and a powerful leader. And in this episode, we talk about the difference between a mission-driven brand and a money-driven brand. We talk about the right questions to ask yourself to get clarity on your purpose, how to build an incredible reputation, how to know if a business decision is aligned with your ethics, and also the one test to put all of your new product ideas through. We also dive into exactly what I went over with Rory for 2 days when I called him up and said, I need your help in helping me take my brand to another level and really analyzing a lot of things that we've been working on. Again, as a brand that gets a ton of opportunities, I felt like I needed clarity on what the best ones were for me moving forward. So we talk about building powerful revenue streams. We talk about DARES, which is really the thing that you should be focused on if you want to launch any product. We talk about the brand Helix, brand DNA, yeses and no list, brand mantra, why a personal brand is more powerful than a company brand. So many things. I'm excited about this. And he's actually doing a free call for people that want to get clear on building their personal brand. If you go to lewishowes.com/brand call, you can sign up for a free call right now. And we'll talk more about that throughout the episode. But in the meantime, I want to give a shout out to our fan of the week. This is from Marissa Timms, who says, Lewis has the kind of podcast that has inspired me to begin the process of creating my own. I've dreamed of interviewing people who inspire me for years, and a series of events that I couldn't have predicted even 6 months ago has led me to this point. I've finally come to realize my internal transformation must begin to match my outer existence. So stay tuned. So Marissa is talking about her internal transformation. We're all on a path in our life. We all have the opportunity to grow. The best way to grow is internally. And when I continue to focus on internal growth, that's when I see the external growth, something to keep you reminded of as you go throughout your day today.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Summarize with AI in a click. Click, 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 click. Writer's block. Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Canva.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Welcome, everyone, to the School of Greatness podcast. We've got my dear friend, Rory Vaden, in the house. Good to see you, buddy.
Hey, man.
All the way from Nashville. Welcome to the studio. Excited about this. A few months back, I called you because I felt like I was at a crossroads in my brand and in my business. And for whatever reason, I said, I think Rory can help me. And you've done so much work over the last 15 years in multiple different areas of business, from live events, door-to-door sales, to building a bigger brand, to helping influencers, to writing New York Times best-selling books. You've done it all. You've done a lot of different things in terms of building a personal brand, building a company, and you've helped a lot of people do that. And I just said, for some reason, I think you can help me kind of take my vision to a new level and gain clarity for my personal brand, my level of reach and influence that I want to take to the next level. And I felt like I had done a pretty good job up to this point, but just felt like I needed someone to help give clarity with everything happening in my head. So I called you up. I went to Nashville, I think a week or two later, brought Caesar, Matt, and we spent 2 days diving into, which was one of the most powerful experiences of my professional life, I would say.
Wow.
Was diving in and gaining clarity on who I am, the brand I'm building, where I'm headed, and the business that I'm in. And we learned some incredible things. And so I wanted to dive into what we learned and really how anyone, if you have a brand right now, a personal brand that you're looking to build, and you're looking to leverage your reach to generating more revenue and more impact, to helping everyone listening who wants to build a personal brand, how to make it clear decisions so that it's much easier in the process. So that's what I wanted to do today, is to kind of go over some of the things that we went over in 2 days, in an hour, and help people just have incredible results
in
personal brands.
Well, I love it. And you were doing more than an okay job. You were doing an amazing job.
Thank you.
And I have to say, man, it's such an honor to get that phone call from you, because I mean, I know you could have called anybody.
Right.
And when you called me and AJ, and it was late at night, and it was like, I mean, I probably hadn't talked to you in a year.
It's been that long?
It had been a minute.
Some emails, texts here and there.
But it was like, and it was late at night. I was like,
"What's going on?
What's up?" Yeah, like, and then you're like, "Hey, I think you were the one that can help me with this." And
yeah.
So yeah, whatever you want to talk about, man. Yeah. Let's do it.
It was very powerful, and it's been a lot to reflect on. What was it, like 6 weeks ago, maybe almost 2 months ago?
Yeah, I mean it's been a few weeks. Yeah.
And it's been a lot to reflect on. And we're still implementing a lot of the things that you share with us, but I wanted to break down a rough overview of some of the things that we went over in 2 days, and then kind of share with people what they can do at home to really get clear on how they're going to build their own celebrity, influential, personal brand.
Yeah.
And some of the things that we talked about, which you've designed and developed, which I think is really cool, is, and correct me if these names are wrong, figuring out your brand DNA. Mm. So, and an overview of that is finding your uniqueness and exploiting it in the service of others, which is not your quote.
It's a quote from Larry Wingate. Yeah.
Larry Wingate. So first off, discovering what your brand DNA is, essentially who you are, who you're serving, and how you're gonna serve them. And then going into the brand helix, which for me was huge. And we'll talk about the brand helix in a minute.
Yep.
Then figuring out what business you are actually in. We did a session with you, and a lot of these were discussions where you just asked us questions.
Yeah.
So what are all the
revenue streams that you have?
And I think we had like 7 or 8 main revenue streams that we counted. And we thought we were in one business, but based on revenue streams, you were like, well, actually, you're in this business. And you're moving
into this
business.
Which we were both surprised by.
Exactly. Crazy.
neither one of us. So we'll talk about how to know what business you're really in.
What business you're really in, which is going to be helpful for the future of your brand. Creating your yes and no list, which has been a game changer for me, because I said yes to so many things because I felt like, well, there's great money here. There's great opportunity here.
but it hurts the brand in certain things and it hurts your time. You can't multiply time when you say yes to these things. We'll talk about that. DARES, which you haven't talked about publicly yet, which I'm excited to share.
Yes, never shared that publicly, concept of DARES.
And DARES is something we still have on our wall that we wrote down because it's the thing we think about.
I saw it in Matt's office when I walked in.
It's the thing that we think about when creating anything now. Does it have DARES?
These components.
All, was that five components?
Yeah.
Five components when launching any product service. It must have the DARES, so make sure you listen to that. Your brand mantra, talking about your reputation, how to build reputation. We talked about a lot of other things, but I think these are some of the things we'll cover today.
Well, and starting with reputation and just what is personal branding, I think is huge because, so Brand Builders Group, we don't brand companies. We brand people. Mm-hmm. And we believe that the future of branding is not about companies. It's about individual people, and it's all based on your personal reputation. And if you think about it, you give me a phone call. I don't just take a phone call from anybody at 9:45 on a whatever night it was, but it's like when I see Lewis Howes Mobile, Lewis must need something, right? Pick it up. And that is based on your reputation. And so when we think about personal branding, I think a lot of times our mind goes to, oh, my logo, my website. Those things are important, but the essence of a personal brand starts with a person's reputation. And you can design a logo in a week. It takes years to build what we call a rock solid reputation.
And how long does it take to ruin a reputation?
I mean, a reputation can be ruined in minutes.
Crazy, right?
It can be ruined in minutes. It can one bad decision. And there's many examples of this, right? I think one reason I feel drawn to you, I feel like God draws me to you, is because I believe you're going to become one of the biggest celebrities of our time. And I know that you're going to have a lot coming at you and a lot of people coming to you, lots of opportunities and no shortage of temptation in right. any variety of fashions. And I know your heart about what your reputation is and how you've built it. And I want to be somebody that is like a bumper lane for you to help do that. And so when you think of reputation too, as it relates to our business, one of the things that AJ and I realized, so AJ is my wife and my business partner. She's co-founder of Brand Builders Group. And we realized that for a company, especially a small company, but even for big companies, a lack of revenue is what we all think about. It's what we all talk about. Like, oh, we need more revenue. We need more money. But a lack of revenue is not your greatest problem. Lack of reputation is your greatest problem.
Why is that?
Because reputation precedes revenue. Reputation is about trust. It's about faith. It's about conviction. It's about belief. So we created something called the reputation formula, which I haven't shared this with you, so I'm interested to get your thoughts. But basically, the reputation formula works like this. Results times reach equals reputation. Results times reach equals reputation. So your results are the results you've delivered in your life, the results you've accumulated or accomplished for yourself, but also the results you've accomplished for your clients. It's the things that you have done or that you've helped people do.
Right.
Now, results can be positive or negative.
Yeah, if you have no results and no following, then your reputation
Is bad, yeah.
Right.
But you can also have a negative reputation. So the reputation formula isn't about positive or negative because the results part can be positive or negative. Now, the reach part can't be negative, but it can be zero. Even if you have the greatest results, if you have the world's best widget or the best company or you're the smartest person ever, those are great results. But if your reach is zero, then your reputation is still zero. Because if people don't know about you, they can't do business with you. So if you have great results and a lot of reach, that's Mother Teresa, right? She's well respected for delivering this service to people. Now, if you have horrible results and a lot of reach, you're Osama bin Laden, right? You did something horrible and a lot of people knew about it. And that's a very bad reputation. So it can be positive or negative, but at the end of the day, the size of the reputation is a result of the size of the result times the reach.
Yeah.
And so that informs your personal brand, which reputation precedes revenue. So that informs your ability, dictates your ability, really, about what your personal brand is
going to be worth. So should people be focusing on revenue or reputation first?
People should absolutely 100% be focused on reputation first.
Reputation. And reputation means doing something good, adding value, and building an audience.
Yeah. Well, the building the audience, I think, is separate. Okay, so if you just doing something good is the results, mm-hmm. and it's years, and you have to do it right. Here's the thing, building a business, my personal opinion, building a business is not nearly as valuable as building a reputation. Mm. You can build a business, you can generate lots of revenues. There's lots of business models you can get in. You can do
build an Amazon business,
you can build a hair salon,
you can do anything.
And there's ways you can make money, right? Like I could probably go open a check into cash, like a payday loan thing, and make a lot of money. I'm personally not gonna do that. It's not bad that if that's your thing, fine. But for me and for all of us, and I think this is the point, is you gotta define in your life what you're going to say yes to and what you're going to say no to. What is inbounds and what is out of bounds? What are the things that you consider acceptable that you want your reputation associated with, and what are the things that you don't? And that is really, really important. And so you have to make that decision that your reputation matters more. Your reputation matters more than money, more than revenue. It matters more than refunding that customer, right? Like if the customer is upset, refund them the money if it's cost. Your reputation is so much more valuable than one customer. And I think, again, one of the reasons I'm drawn to you and why you call and I answer and you say, hey, I need help and I'm there, is because you've done that, Lewis. And I think when people listen to this show, they never get the sense, oh, Lewis is after my money.
Yeah.
They never get that sense. They only get a sense of Lewis is trying to help people. He's doing good in the world. He's trying to learn.
That builds your reach and builds results, which increases reputation.
Which eventually leads to revenue, right? Here we are in your place in the Hollywood Hills, and like you're doing all right for yourself, and that's great. And that's what I think a lot of people don't understand too, is if you focus on reputation, mm-hmm. revenue shows up as a byproduct. But if you focused on just profit, then sometimes people kind of get hurt along the way.
Because they're focusing all their decisions on making money.
Just money.
Yeah.
And it's like, doesn't matter. And that's one of the things I love about the
I make a lot of decisions that lose me a lot of money, but build reputation.
Yes.
Like doing an event in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
The first 2 years we lost money. But I wanted to add value, give back, do something meaningful for me as well as my audience. And I think long-term it'll pay off into bigger revenue than let me do an event in Los Angeles or New York where I'm going to get the most people to show up and make more money right away.
Right.
I think that's the key. When I launched the podcast, I said for the first year we're not going to do any sponsorships. We're not going to try to make money.
Right.
We're just going to add value and continue to give good content.
And you say no to certain sponsors.
Absolutely. Like, say no to lots of sponsors.
You say no to all sorts of sponsors because you've defined, look, like these are things I don't believe in.
Sure.
Even if they're paying, it's like, and I think that's really huge.
So the business could be making more money, but we choose not to because it doesn't align to our brand DNA.
Right.
And I think that's something that everyone should get clear on is what is your uniqueness? And you continue to talk about that with a lot of people that you work with in the Brand Builders Group is figuring out who are you essentially? What is your uniqueness?
Yeah.
How can you then exploit that to people? Because your uniqueness is probably more important than anything else.
Right.
Figuring out how unique you are is your identity, and that's what's going to attract the right customers and the right opportunities.
Absolutely. And I want to make sure and give a shout out to Larry Winget so he knows. Like he said this, and the moment I heard it, I was like, that's one of the most brilliant things I've ever heard. He said, the key is find your uniqueness and exploit it in the service of others. And I was like, whew, that's strong, man. Yeah. And there's people that do that. You are somebody who does that. And I think the challenge is getting clear on what makes you unique, what makes you special, what makes you different. And here's another mutual friend of ours, you know, Sally Hogshead. And
yeah, she's great.
Fascinate. And
difference better than better.
Different is better than better.
I've remembered that since the moment she said it on a stage like 8 years ago.
I just shared the stage with her like a few days ago. I mean,
and I say that all the time.
different is better than better. And the other thing is what I love about, you know, she teaches people how to be fascinating. And what I love about what she says is it's not that you learn how to become fascinating. It's that you learn how to become more of yourself. And that is like, that's it, man. Like when you are doing you, you're uncopyable.
That's it. It's funny. I heard, I was watching an interview of The Rock yesterday with Jamie Foxx. And he said when he got into the movie business, his management team was like, you need to lose weight. You need to start acting a different way. You need to start
really
being softer, like all these things. And he lost all this weight and got skinny, like looked really weird. And then he fired them. And he said, you know what? If I'm going to do this business, I'm going to do it my way, which is like becoming more of me, like amplifying the rockness. Like they told him not to use The Rock. They had to use Dwayne Johnson as his name. And he's like, you know what? I'm going back to who I am. Making it about the people, getting bigger and stronger, like whatever it is his thing.
Look how that's worked out.
And today, he just posted that he was the highest paid actor of all time in 1 year. I think that was right. Was it the highest paid actor, like $112 million in 1 year?
Dear Lord.
Of all time, the greatest actors ever, he is the highest paid.
Otherwise, he would have been like everybody else and he would have, you know.
Yeah, maybe he would have done okay.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't have been different.
It's celebrating what makes you especially you. And that's what people are drawn to. People know, and you know, like I know when I see you, you're like always in a t-shirt and you always, we wear the same cologne. That's like one thing I always know. It's good. But you are you. And when people see me, it's like I'm in a pocket square and I have a flower. It's because I was raised by a single mom who sold Mary Kay, and like I get manicures and pedicures. I do. Like it's who.
That's your style.
It's who I am. It's just who I am. And I think that's what's amazing is, and here's the challenge too. So there is a part of this that is invigorating to your spirit.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until
that presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case
unexplainable. It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com, designed for work.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
There's also a part of this that is dominating as a business strategy because the challenge today is noise.
So much noise.
So
much content. Everyone's posting every day content.
That's it. How do you break through the noise? Because there's always somebody that's going to be smarter than you. There's always someone who's funnier than you.
Better looking.
Better looking, better connected.
Fitted.
Has more money to do whatever. And I think the thing that you see is that when a celebrity grows, it's because they're being raw and authentic and it's themselves. And that is what people are drawn to because we live in this world of tremendous fakeness. We have these masks. And we wear masks, and we do it because we're completely insecure. We're trying to fit in. We're totally insecure. And like, right, you know.
And a personal brand should be about standing out.
Yes.
Not fitting in. It should be about how do you stand out more.
Yes.
And you talk about this in the brand Helix. Can you break it down? And if you want to draw for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll kind of like try to draw it out.
So explain it.
If you think about brand DNA, right? So we kind of thought of like a chromosome. These aren't the only, these aren't like the only questions. These are just questions really that mentors, my mentors asked me that help me kind of get clear and I always think about. And I think these are questions anybody listening that says, okay, I have a personal brand, I want to grow it, or I want to build a personal brand, or you're an executive of a company or something, and it's like, okay, I want to use my brand to grow my business. You ask yourselves these questions. And so the first question where all personal branding starts is just getting clear on this. And this is from my man, David Averin. And David Averin mentored me from like the time I was super young. And he said, Rory, you have to get crystal clear on what problem do you solve? Mm-hmm. What problem do you solve? The way that Dave said it is he said, to what question are you the answer? And until you get clear on the problem you solve, you get absorbed by the noise because you're out there talking about, you know, we do this and we do that and we do this. Mm-hmm. But the moment you start promoting the problem, promoting the questions, that is when people start to pay attention because now it's like, whoa, this person can help me solve a problem. So you have to get really clear on like, what problem do you solve? The next question is, what are you passionate about? And there's two parts of this sort of brand helix. So the top part here, this is all sort of external facing. So this is like how you appear or occur in the world.
Yeah.
And then this bottom part is internal. So this is more like your internal monologue, like your psychographics. And these correspond with each other. So the problem I solve, because there may be many problems you solve, right? Like you can teach people how to do all sorts of different stuff.
Right.
But what's the
thing you're passionate about as well? And when they intersect, that's when it's a sweet spot.
Bingo. Right. Yeah. So that's what we're looking for is the intersection of the external sort of who you were designed or who the world needs you to be and who you were designed to be. Who you love being.
Yeah.
So what problem do I solve?
Mm-hmm.
The next thing is sort of what am I perceived as an expert on? And expertise is interesting. Because expertise is really more about perception.
Right. What do people think I'm an expert at?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like you introduced me, I think you said, Rory's a New York Times bestselling author, right? Why do you choose to say that? Because people hear that and they go, ah, expert.
Yeah.
Credible. That's something that you get, and there's a certain type of person. It takes a lot of work to get that. So there's these triggers that we kind of think through. We walk people through this, actually. Is what are the triggers of what make you perceived as an expert? And one of the exercises we take people through, I actually don't think we did this with you, but is we write your bio,
mm-hmm.
and then we do what's called your future bio.
Interesting. I like that.
And so we ask the question, 5 years from now, what does your bio need to be? And that's actually how we met.
That's cool.
Because you and I met before the launch of School of Greatness, before the first book, and you were getting ready for your launch. And that's, you know, I think you'd had me on the show once, and then we were kind of talking about your book launch and stuff. But that is who you want to be. And you always said, you're like, I'm going to be a New York Times bestselling author.
Yeah.
And now we know. Do you mind me sharing? Have you shared the 100 million?
People know. Yeah, but you can share it. Yeah.
Okay. So for those of you listening and watching,
people have heard in the past, yeah.
That one of the things that we got crystal clear on when you and I spent 2 days together and AJ and Matt, and like we all four of us were there, was that the School of Greatness podcast is going to get 100 million downloads.
Yeah.
100 million. And when you get to 100 million, like you're going to be that person. And again, part of what I loved this for you was, you know, we talk about what business are you in, how do you make money and all that sort of stuff. But I kind of knew that we hit it for you when you were like, I don't care about the money. If we hit 100 million downloads, it'll work out. I want to impact 100 million lives.
Yeah.
And that was what you came alive. Like you said it and you came alive.
Yeah.
Way more than money
right.
would ever inspire you. And so I know that's part of your future bio.
Yeah.
Is 100 million downloads.
Yeah, we're close.
I know.
We're getting close, man. We're at 70 plus million right now.
So. I mean, you're going to hit 100 million, and then it's going to be.
And then the goal is 100 million a year. And then 100 million a month. 100 million a week.
100 million in a week.
That's going to be a lot.
It's huge. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
But
it takes some time.
But you're building an audience. And here's the thing. This is worth noting. We'll come back to the Helix, but this is all related. Because you've spent such a long time building a great reputation, mm-hmm. reputation doesn't grow linearly. It grows exponentially. And so
it
kind of
hits a hockey stick.
Yeah, it's a hockey stick. It's slow, but man, you're hitting that curve, right? And we'll talk about the yes-no list with you. And one of the things we decided with you, we realized that there's some things you've been doing that you need to let go of mm-hmm. because you're no longer competing with people who do that. You're competing with Oprah,
right.
And you're competing with Ellen, and you're competing with Rock. I mean, that's
what I want to be stepping into.
That's what you're stepping into.
Yeah, yeah.
That's part of the Lewis Howes future bio.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, that's what, you know, what are you the expert on? And, you know, some people, they're...
That's the problem you're solving. I think it's important for people to get clear on the exact problem, because there's lots of problems that I could be solving as well.
Yeah.
And you're going to be solving multiple problems as well, but what's the number one problem that you're going to focus on? And then there's other things you'll be solving along the way, but focusing on the number one thing is key.
So that also helps you define what we call your core audience target. Once you're clear on the problem, you know exactly who you're going after.
Find those people with that problem.
Yes.
That's it. And you don't have to market to everyone anymore.
Yes, which is what we do. We spend all sorts of money on silly stuff. We don't track it. And when you go after a core target audience...
You build a community of people, too.
You do.
Who are like raving fans because they all have like the same beliefs, right?
They all share it.
And
you do hit, it's like a target. That's why we use core target audience, because you're aiming at the bullseye. Now you're going to impact other people also. You're going to reach some other people. But if you don't know where the bullseye is, you're just throwing darts with your eyes closed,
right?
So you have to have that core, and all of that's, you know, kind of connected to the brand Helix.
Right.
So then the next one, so the corresponding internal part here is, and this is a Dave Averin question, as he used to ask me, he'd say, Rory, what have you earned the right to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
So this is related to expertise. Expertise is external, it's perceived. But this question is, more about what have you actually done?
What have you done? So I've written a New York Times best-selling book, so you've got the credibility to talk about
that. Yes.
Yeah. You built a podcast.
You could talk about that. You're in shape. You could talk about that, right? Like you could do, and this was your problem, which we need to talk to when we get about the yes-no list, is the more successful you become.
You talk about lots of stuff.
More stuff. There's lots of stuff to talk about. And that's why getting centered and being clear becomes... The more well-known you become, the more important it is to be clear on this stuff.
So important.
Because as your star like rises, there's just more opportunity for distraction
mm-hmm.
and for dilution in terms of where you spend your time.
I think Warren Buffett was the one who said the difference between the successful people and really successful people is that really successful people say no more than anyone else or something like
yeah.
that. I don't know if that was exact.
Well, and no, we can, this is good to talk about the yes, no list because, so we did this, we went through with you and Matt and we made it's not a complicated exercise.
Most chart,
it's
yes
a chart.
And no.
Yes, no, but.
What do we say yes to? What do we say no to?
It's not just what do you say yes to and what you say no to, it's what are the characteristics of things you say yes to and what are the characteristics of things you say no to?
For example,
you want to talk about yours?
Yeah, give a few.
Okay.
Give a few of the high-level ones.
Yeah, so let's talk about the no's first because we'll talk about the yeses and we can share the dares.
Yeah.
I think that'll be cool for people.
Yeah.
So one of the things we got clear on for you is that anything that info marketers do,
yeah.
generally speaking, is going to be a no
yeah.
for you moving forward.
Yes, moving forward, yeah.
Because... When we looked at the future of the Lewis Howes brand,
mm-hmm.
we said Lewis Howes isn't competing with the world of the info marketers. Nothing wrong with the world of info marketers. Brand Builders Group lives in that space,
right?
And we follow a lot of people in that space and we promote a lot of people in that space. But once we got clear that the podcast is the focus of your brand and that is all in for the future, then we realized, okay, you're going to not do some of the things that those folks do.
Right, right.
And that...
So it doesn't mean not applying online marketing strategies to my business.
Correct.
but it's not doing what other info marketers are doing to be well-known info marketers.
Yeah.
Info marketers.
And there's certain things, there's maybe certain tactics that you won't do.
Right.
Because they don't fit with just the direction of your brand.
Yeah.
And that's okay. My job is never to make a judgment on what people decide to do or not do. It's just to help them get clear on going, okay, these kinds of tactics fit, these kinds don't, and we have to make, and we're going to make a decision based on the characteristics on our no list of what we do and don't do. Here's another diagram. So we created this recently, and I haven't shown you this. So this is interesting. So this is a Venn diagram. I think it's called a Venn diagram. It's three circles. There's these three circles. There's marketing that works. So there's principles of marketing that works. Then there is marketing that's ethical. And then there is marketing that is aligned. And so there's marketing tactics that work. So marketing that works, there's things you can do with marketing that works, right? You can tell people we only have 10 left.
Right.
In reality, you have
unlimited.
It's unlimited.
Yeah.
So you have to reconcile that with marketing that is ethical. Now for you, you might not have an ethical problem with that. And if you don't, fine. That's your thing, right? Like, this is not an ethics course. But for your brand, you got to draw a line and say, I will do this, I won't do that. So you got to reconcile that with what's ethical. But then there's this whole other piece, which is marketing that is aligned with my uniqueness, with my future, with my mission. And so this is where you want to live.
Sweet spot.
Right in the sweet spot. Because you need to do stuff that works. And they're not huge decisions.
Right, little
they're
stuff.
They're small decisions. That decision where you say, I will sacrifice revenue before I sacrifice my reputation. That is why Lewis Howes is going to be 100 million downloads, dude.
It's hard, though, sometimes.
So like- hard. And let's talk about the science of making those decisions. So how do you know? The only way you know is to feel it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you do that. And I think people sense it. What happens is when you start to make one compromise, then it's easier to make the next. And then it's easier to make the next. And then it's easier to make the next. When you, I think what happens there, it's almost like a continuum. All right, I've got more diagrams coming to me as we're talking out. It's almost like you have a continuum. And on one end of the continuum is, this is it, integrity. Okay? On the other end of the continuum, let's just say is compromise. And your reputation is somewhere on this continuum. And every single decision that you make, every single choice, even the ones that nobody else knows about except for you, is either moving you on the continuum closer to full integrity, which is somebody who has full integrity, is fully like aligned, full authenticity, they don't have insecurity, and so they can be fully themselves and express themselves in the rawness, which people are drawn to, or you compromise. And as you compromise, your reputation, your personal brand, your identity starts to become unclear. And the more you compromise, the more you compromise. Like, so here's something I don't mind sharing this publicly because this is something you inspired me to do, was I don't think I was ever an alcoholic. I don't. But there was a time here a couple years ago when I realized it was like I was drinking too much. Just drinking too much, right? Like I'm keynoting, I'm speaking at all these events, like 60 events a year. And so I'm flying in first class and then you get there and the client takes you to dinner and then, you know, you're back, whatever. And it's just, it's easy to
have a couple of drinks.
Have a couple of drinks every night.
Yeah.
And I remember when I met you in person for the first time and we went out and, you know, you didn't have anything to drink. And I was like, that's wild. And then we had that dinner that night at Michael Hyatt's house. You remember that? It was Donald Miller and Michael Hyatt and
Josh Axe
and Jeff Goines and
John Acuff,
Jeremy Cowart.
The Nashville Mafia.
The Nashville Mafia. And I don't know if everybody was, but most people were drinking it and you weren't. And I think I asked you, I was like, so what's with the drinking thing? And you were just like, I just don't do it.
Yeah.
And there was something about you doing it. And there were a few other people in my life too, but when I saw that it was okay for you not to do it, it was like it gave me permission to let it go. And then you know, when AJ told me we were pregnant and we were having a baby,
it was a no-brainer.
It was like, okay, so she's not going to drink, so I'll just do this with her. And so cold turkey, we had one glass of champagne that night,
that
we found out. And then we went cold turkey. And then after that, so Jasper is 16 months old now, and I just never went back. And I think the way that you said it, if I remember right, and this is the part that was powerful for me, was you said, if I look at just alcohol, and again, if you drink alcohol, this isn't like, I don't want you to feel bad. I'm not campaigning for anything and whatever. I'm just saying the what you made a decision for yourself where you said, I don't think alcohol helps me inspire people.
Didn't serve me.
Didn't serve you.
Or serve humanity.
Didn't serve your ability to serve people.
Yeah.
And so when you said that, it forced me to kind of go like, to have, you know, pun intended, a sobering conversation about like, okay, is this making me better or is it not? And the scary part for me, Lewis, is that I have a decent reputation, I think, but I've done some really stupid stuff, some really bad stuff. And when I've looked back over my life, one of the things that was in common in almost all of them was that I was drunk.
Wow.
And that was like, wow. Like when you ask that question, is it serving me? And so, you know, whether it's marketing or it's a lifestyle choice or decision, it's just about you being intentional about choosing who you're going to be.
Yeah, that's it. And listen, I'm the king of ice cream, so that doesn't serve me.
Yeah, either. That's right. So you told me you had the sugar. You and I both have the sugar.
But
problem.
I go on waves of it where it's like, okay, I'm focused for a while not having it, and then I'll have some every now and then. So it's like you got to pick and choose your own personal battles.
Yeah.
That's my battle is like.
Yeah. Although Danielle Natoni, you know, a mutual friend you introduced us to, she's a client of Brand Builders Group. She shared some stuff with me that's got me like, now I'm working on the sugar. I'm trying to cut it down.
She's good at that.
And she's good at that. And I was like, oh, damn. Like, okay. Let's go back to. So the yes, no list and, oh, the yes list.
Yep.
You want to talk about
the. So the no list is getting clear on like what you are not going to do anymore or moving forward what you're not going to do. And I did also in my no list was like, I am not going to speak for less than my rate anymore, which before I was making compromises all the time. I was like, I'll do it for half the rate for this because it's money there. And I don't want to leave money on the table, right? And I could use that for my team or production or whatever it may be. And I started getting clear, like, this is the rate. This is what it is. Otherwise, I'm not doing it. And that clarity has just allowed us to say yes and no quickly to all the inbound opportunities of speaking gigs. So that's just one thing. And we're still getting clear on a lot of things that we say yes and no to.
Yeah.
But I think it's important for you to create a list. Yes, I'm going to do these things when it does this. Or no, I won't do it when it does this. And so the yes list, is that what you're saying next?
Dares. Yeah, I was going to talk about.
Oh, go ahead.
But one thing I wanted to just say on the topic of no, because this is powerful, you know, the word no creates margin, and it takes incredible confidence to say no.
So hard.
Not just confidence, but perspective.
And say no to money.
Money is one of the biggest lures of compromise in the world. Money is one of the biggest things that can pull you away from integrity, is to just, there's an opportunity to make money here. And so you always have to be playing the long game. And that's something that all these people you have on your show, like all these successful people, they're always playing the long game. Always the long game. Probably the single greatest difference, I think, between most everyone and the ultra successful are playing the long game. So getting clear on what you say no to. So what do we say yes to? Do you want to go through that? You want to talk about the dares?
Go ahead. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Dares. This is the thing I was telling you guys in the beginning that is powerful, game changer.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until
the Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
So this is, in terms of what do we say yes to, you want me to draw it out?
Oh, you can draw it out and then I can show it afterwards, but yeah, while you're speaking.
So, yeah, it helps me. I feel more at home as a speaker, like, oh, this is my whiteboard.
Trainer,
so
I feel
good, Okay, so dares are basically when...
It's the framework for what you should be thinking about when launching a product or service, is that right?
Yes. These were things on our yes list as I was thinking about the future of my life and me and AJ and say, okay, we're going to build Brand Builders Group, we're going to... What are the things that we're going to do in terms of how we spend our time building
yes
business?
Yes and no, yeah.
Yes and no. And we noticed, like, okay, these are some characteristics of things we're into. So, you know, this isn't like the end-all, be-all list, but we live in a world where this is possible more than ever. So the D is things that are digital, right? Like, you can have a business without having a warehouse.
Right.
You can have
or
a business
a storefront.
Without having a storefront. You can have a business without even having inventory today.
Nothing, yeah.
Digital. So the A is...
And why digital for you?
Just because...
Because when you don't have overhead, when you don't have to have that extra overhead... Might as well do it.
Again,
less logistics, all that stuff.
Yeah, right? And if you just think about all of this in the context of it empowers you to serve people, right? Anything that creates mental or emotional space gives you more power to serve other people.
Yeah.
So anything that's not tying me up, whether it's money or time or resources or just even emotional like baggage, anything that's not tying me up is margin that I can reinvest to doing the things that I love, making a difference, like giving out there a message.
Smart.
So that's digital. Yeah, and from a financial strategy, from just business, it's like, you know, you don't
more
have...
More profitable.
Yeah, and for, you know, it's... Working capital is the term that, like, entrepreneurs use. Working capital is the amount of cash tied up in the business of just running the business. So when people owe you accounts receivable, like they owe you money, that's money that you should have that you don't have. And when you have inventory... It's cash that's in inventory that you can't use. Yeah. That's working capital. So when you have digital stuff, you don't have as much of that. So the A is automated. Automated, automated, automated. And we live in a world of automation. You know, I did a whole TED Talk on this, which you can...
Multiplying your time.
You can go check that out. And one of the things to me that I've realized here is that compounding interest... is a way that you sort of leverage money. You invest it and then it grows. Well, in today's world, because we live in a world of where things can be automated, automation is a way that you leverage time. When you do something and you automate it, then it's like, it's kind of how compounding interest will work all day, every day. When you automate something, that's the same thing. And there's more tools now.
Right. Softwares and everything else.
Yeah, so we're looking for things that are digital, automated. The R is recurring.
Huge.
Uh-huh, recurring. And
a friend of mine, Bedros, I don't know if you know Bedros Koulian.
Oh, well, I know him just from seeing him on your show and social media.
He did a post, a couple days ago, where it was like three principles to building a business. He's built this huge franchise, Fit Body Bootcamp business. I mean, I can't remember how many, 500 or 1,000 locations around the world. Probably more than that. I'm just throwing out a big number. And he was like, my three rules of like building a successful business, one of them was every product or service should be recurring. He was like, that's one of his three principles to building a successful business, like recurring revenue. He's like, even if you don't think it could be recurring, it can be.
Yeah.
Like repackaging it, repositioning it so that you acquire a customer one time and they pay you every single month or every single year. But always looking for new customers and to make your money is a hard business to be in.
And here's what's interesting about that. Always looking for new customers is a hard interest to be in. And, you know, I have a long history and background in sales and not in that world at all anymore. Sales is a lot of stress.
A lot.
It's a
lot.
Knocking
on doors.
A lot of pressure.
Always
to get the next person. When you have recurring revenue, it frees you up to better serve your customers.
Absolutely.
You can spend more energy servicing your existing customers because, and you know, financially from a business valuation standpoint, I don't want to get into too much of it, but you know, normally the way a business is valued, like how much is a business worth, is you got revenue, expenses, and profit. And most businesses are valued at a multiple of profit. It's so like a five multiple. If you had 100,000 in profit, a five multiple is 500,000. It's just saying how many years into the future, it's an estimation of future cash flows. Well, anyways, recurring
businesses. If you don't have recurring, then you can't sell it for as much of a multiple.
Well, yeah, because recurring companies are valued on the top line, on revenues. So instead of, you know, like let's say you had $1,000 in revenues, $900 in expenses, and $100 in profit. And a 5 multiple on earnings would be only $500. But when it's a recurring revenue, a lot of times it's valued on the top line. So 5 times 1,000 is it's 5,000 versus 500. It's 10 times the valuation. But you know, beyond that, you may not ever be looking to sell a business or something, but it frees you from stress, which leads to the next one, which is evergreen.
Mm-hmm.
Evergreen. Now, there's a lot to be said, you know, and this one especially, it's worth a caveat, that there's a lot to be said for the power of a launch.
Yes.
And
something comes out, the anticipation,
movies, they do huge launches, right? Artists do big tours, authors, right? We do the book launch, and a lot of people do product launches and stuff.
Getting the awareness out there, the attention, the buzz.
Yeah, but a launch is very stressful.
A lot of energy.
It always is.
And if you live and die by a launch without having the rest of this afterwards, and that's a hard business.
Yeah, you're always like, you're either going into a launch, you're in a launch, you're coming out of a launch.
Yeah.
The nice thing about evergreen and recurring is like, okay, we're building a steady snowball, and it's like we can breathe a little bit, we can love on our people and not always be, we can take care of our existing customers and not always have to just be thinking about selling the next one, right? So I love evergreen.
Yeah.
So there's times to do a launch. And the one thing I will say about this is it's almost like there is this breakthrough point that you need to do a launch, at least one big launch to break through and then sort of become known.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you're on the other side of that, you can sort of chill out a little bit.
Right.
And then the last S there is scalable. Is scalable. I'm looking for things that are infinitely scalable, that they will grow and you don't ever get capped.
Right.
Right? So if I don't know what is an example of something that's not scalable, but something that's really, just really, really hard or really, really big. It takes a lot of energy. It's just not super, super scalable. So you always want to be thinking,
what can I systematize so that I can duplicate over and over, right?
Yes.
And scale it up. Yeah.
Well, and if you are building a personal brand, like a lot of you listening, if you're in that space of going, okay, I want to build a personal brand, then what do I do or how do I make money at it? It's kind of a one-to-many. You're trying to figure out a way. Well, here's an example of something that's not scalable. You doing one-on-one phone calls.
Yeah, that's not scalable.
It's not scalable. You can only talk to so many.
So many hours. Well, it's scalable to
a point.
A point, and then it's not.
Right.
Right.
So
scale it up to 10 hours a day.
Yeah, like however many hours you want to spend doing. But that's going to create, it's going to lock down your cap.
Yeah, exactly. So again, to repeat that, these are dares. This is what everyone should be thinking about in running the perfect business.
We think this is the future, yeah.
Future. Something that's digital, automated, recurring, evergreen, and scalable. And obviously, physical goods is eliminating that. So if you have supplements or clothing or beauty products, it's not digital.
Yeah. Now, and here's the thing. I don't know that I found any business that hits all 5 of these.
Mm.
So it's more like, what's the most that you can hit?
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know,
try to do as many as you can.
As many as you can, yeah. So like vitamins, okay, a good example. So the nice thing about vitamins, anything that's a consumable product,
it's recurring.
Is recurring by definition.
You can automate the process of it.
Both selling it and delivering it, right? Exactly. You can have people on a monthly auto ship.
You can have evergreen, you can scale it up.
And it can scale
pretty
nicely.
But it's not digital.
It's not digital. So 4 of the 5.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
It's pretty good, yeah.
It's pretty good. And so, you know, you look at...
A digital membership site is probably one that fits this, right?
Digital membership sites do fit this. The challenge with membership sites is the recurring...
Keeping people in for more than 3 months.
It's like, yeah, they stay 3.4 months or whatever.
So it's finding that, like, whatever that is that people need to stay in for, which is usually adding, like, a software component or something else helps them.
Or a human touch.
Human touch. Or
software,
a physical good,
or a physical
which that's
good.
Not digital anymore.
Yeah, or an experience, like a community experience, like a
live event.
Like a live event or something, right? You get free tickets to the...
Which is no longer digital, but that's pretty much, yeah.
You're going for as many as you can.
Yeah, as many as you can.
You're going for as many as you can. And part of this is all of these are vehicles, these are all vehicles for you to be more of who you were designed to be.
That's it. And again, you know, think if we're thinking about building a personal brand with dares, it's like for me, by going through this process, I learned more and more about my uniqueness and my uniqueness is not, at this moment at least, is not managing and building some massive team and me in the weeds of like managing people all day long. It's about the relationships, building relationships with other influencers, creating great content, speaking, whatever it may be,
right,
doing those things, promoting a message and trying to help the masses.
Right.
And so I shouldn't be building a business or a product that requires me to do things that isn't my uniqueness.
That's what we kind of uncovered, yeah.
And bringing in other partners or team members to help manage and facilitate those aspects of the product or services that we're doing. And I think that's important for everyone in order to go through this process.
Your staff is, like whatever your team is, should support very specifically what your main thing is.
Good.
And then everything else, you should either, get a referral. You should just get a referral partner, right? Like affiliate commissions or referral partners.
Yep.
That's a great thing. Or just have people you trust that you recommend, or you just say no. That's the other thing is you can just say no.
Because like you said before, the bigger your reach gets, the more opportunities to make money. I could create a t-shirt line, a shoe company, I don't know.
You could launch a restaurant right now,
Soap
Lewis.
Company, a restaurant.
You could start a real estate company.
Anything, right?
You could start lots
of different things and go into that. But you have to ask yourself, well, what is your passion as well?
Right.
Your expertise and your passion, do they lie into those things? Just because you can do them to make money, should you? And is that going to pull you away from the deeper focus that you have? And I think that's the challenge. The bigger your audience gets and the more success you have, there's opportunities to partner with lots of different things and start all these products and services. And what you're saying is to partner with people as referral partners and just work off of a commission or affiliate deals or something and not do those things.
Yeah.
Let someone else do them.
Or just say no completely.
Just say no completely and focus on your lane. Did you want to say something else to that?
No, I think that is spot on, is the confidence to be able to say no.
And I think we should go into what business are you in, which is the revenue stream. Did we talk about that yet?
Not really. So that was a good one. So that's one of the exercises that...
And this is an exercise that anyone could do right now at home.
Yeah, this is a great one.
If you got a pen and a paper...
I mean, all these are pretty, like, you could...
You could do all these.
Theoretically.
But if you want to do this one, you essentially just write down a list of all the revenue streams from top highest earning to lowest earning. Is that right?
Yeah. This is one that you just basically go revenue streams at the top.
Yep.
And you just brainstorm them. So step one is just... What are all
speaking,
of,
books, courses, events, whatever it may
membership,
be.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. You know, whatever. We
consulting,
sell t-shirts,
yeah.
Like whatever your revenue streams are.
Just write them all down.
Just write them all down. Okay. And then what you do is you do two rankings.
Oh, this is great.
There's
one through five, right?
Two rankings.
Oh, I forgot about this. This was the key. Oh my gosh.
The first ranking is which one is the largest.
Right.
And so a lot of times people will say, oh, I'm in the XYZ business. But when they do this exercise...
I'm in the speaking business or the book business.
The revenue tells a different story.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you say you're in this business. You might even present yourself.
Say you're a speaker, but really you're in the events business or the book business. So that's the thing. It's figuring out the revenue stream and figuring out what business you're in
based on the actual dollars.
Exactly.
Just the results. Now everything we've talked about, we probably should have said this earlier, everything we've talked about today... happens in the context always of who you are now and also who you want to be. It's what is your current bio.
Right.
Like, how can you package yourself to be perceived as an expert today? And then it is
where do you want to be?
What is your future bio?
So the business you're in right now may be based on the highest revenue that you have, revenue stream, but it doesn't mean that's where you need to be. I mean, it doesn't
mean... Long-term.
Yeah.
But you need to be clear.
You need to understand where you're at.
Today.
Right.
And a lot of times we don't, and we don't operate accordingly. We think to ourselves, and this is all inspired to me by the McDonald's story.
Uh-huh.
You've heard this before, of course. It's like classic MBA school story is, I guess it was Ray Kroc or someone's talking to a business class, and Ray Kroc asks the class, what business am I in?
And they're like, hamburger business.
Yeah, I'm in the hamburger business, and restaurants. And he goes, no. And he says, how many of you can make a better hamburger than me? And they go, well, yeah, of course, yeah, McDonald's. I can make a better hamburger than McDonald's. And he says, that's because I'm not in the hamburger business. I'm in the real estate business. And he was really clear. That's like, we're in the real estate business, and McDonald's owns real estate on all of the most popular street corners in the world, right? I mean, but on the surface, Now, on the surface, it's fine if people think you're in one business.
The perception.
It's fine if the perception is that, as long as you are clear.
And your reputation needs to be that we create great hamburgers.
Yeah.
Or we create a great family experience or whatever it is.
Whatever the reputation needs to be, or whatever your reputation actually is what your reputation is. But you need to make sure that your reputation is aligned with what business you're really in.
Yeah.
And you either need to adjust your reputation or adjust the revenue stream. Now, here's the part. It's the second ranking, though, that's where everything's
big.
Like
big.
Crazy. Is all you do, okay, so you have
your... rank your revenue streams.
Revenue, yeah. So you rank them here.
And the highest revenue stream is actually the business that you're currently in based on revenue.
Just data.
Just based on that.
Talk
it doesn't mean that's where you want to be. It's based on where you're at now.
Yep.
And then the second ranking is...
Is the stress ranking.
Mm-hmm.
And so all you do is you go each revenue stream and you rank them. And you go, okay, on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being incredibly stressful. I hate doing this. It's horrible.
Sucks the life out of me. I dread it. It's exhausting. I lose sleep over this. Everything.
Yeah. It ties up our money or whatever. Like, just gives you stress. And a 1 being, man, this is amazing. It's life-giving. I enjoy it. I love it so much. And that's a 1. And you look at what is the stress level. And what's crazy is a lot of times you find that the highest stress things are producing some of the lowest revenue.
You're like, why am I doing this?
Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Makes no sense. But we do it because we think we're supposed to. We do it because everyone else is doing it. We do it because our colleagues are telling us we need to do it. We're doing it usually out of insecurity. Out of insecurity to just trust and believe and jump blindly and boldly into risking just being the person we were meant to be.
Mm. That's good. That's really good. So revenue streams was a big one for us when we did this session for the 2 days because it helped me gain clarity on where I'm at, where I want to be, and the things that create a lot of stress. And saying, you know what, maybe we don't have to eliminate them right now because some of them were making good money, but how can we start transitioning out of them and create a deadline by when I want to remove these things completely? By increasing the revenue on other things so that I don't have to worry about the revenue on something that's creating a lot of stress.
Right.
And that has given a lot of clarity for me and my brand and my team to be able to move forward in things that we do better anyways than the things that we do stressful because we thought we were supposed to do them. So it's a really key one. You guys can do this at home.
Well, and when you do all this, and this is one of the things, and this is, again, I hope you don't mind me sharing this.
Go ahead.
You called and you came to Nashville and we spent a couple days together to try to get clear on like what's the thing you should be all in on.
Yep.
And we talked about all of this different stuff that you were doing. And at the end of our 2 days together, our great big epiphany was that the one thing that mattered most was what?
The podcast.
And the podcast wasn't in the conversation really of like, it was like, this is your deal. Like, this is the thing. And Lewis, you have spent money on Facebook ads for lots of different things in the past, but you shared with me that you had never once spent $1
promoting the podcast.
Promoting the actual podcast itself.
Well, maybe we kind of spent a couple dollars testing, boosting a post, but yeah.
Yeah.
To be in integrity with my words.
Okay. But compared to other things
right.
you spent
Right, I didn't spend much
on.
Than a few bucks.
And what's interesting is it's like the podcast isn't necessarily your top revenue stream.
Right.
But once we got clear about your brand DNA and who you were designed to be, and part of...
And that's why I wasn't... focusing, I mean, it's still a major piece of everything, but I didn't think it was the business I was in because I was generating revenue in other things. So we'd spend money on those other things to make more. But really, like you were saying there, go ahead and finish your...
Yeah, what I was just going to say is when you get clear on your brand DNA and like, this is your thing, this is... And look, you part of how you know what your thing is because it's the thing that's working. Like, it's the thing that's working without having to try, without having to spend money.
And like, it's the thing that's making everything else work.
Yes, it's like the keystone. It's the cornerstone of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, if you go all in on that thing, you don't have to worry about the money. Like, you know it's going to show up. And especially you, just being as heart-driven and heart-led as you are, you were just like, I don't even care what the revenue streams are. Like, I know they're going to show up. And you just, that's a faith and a trust that you have that if you serve people, and here's the thing about money in general, and I'm not the world's expert on money, but I grew up with none of it and then got some of it and have learned over time how to get more of it, is money is just simply the byproduct of how much value you deliver in the world. And so the fact that you are delivering tons of value without charging for it on the podcast, it's your reputation. It's the reputation formula. It's like the results times reach equals reputation. You're having huge reach. And so the revenue shows up as a result of building a reputation. The revenue shows up. It may come in different ways, but it's one of the things I love about this generation, like speaking of millennials and Gen Z and like some of the younger folks, is I feel like one of the bright spots of the future is that people aren't as motivated by money in these upcoming generations. They're really motivated by just what is fun and what is cool and what makes a difference in the world. And there's some negative parts of that, right?
Right.
But there's some really beautiful parts about that too, is to go, you know what? Money is not going to cause maybe as many people in the next generation to compromise as it has caused people in previous generations.
Yeah. Zip, man, there's a lot more that I know we could talk about, like brand mantra and everything else that we haven't covered here, which is we did a 2-day breakdown, which was super powerful, and you've been doing this for a lot of other people. And I asked you before we jumped on here if there's something we could give to people listening or watching on YouTube or on video. And you said that you wanted to give a free strategy call, 30 minutes, maybe more, to a brand strategy call. Is that right?
Yeah. So Brand Builders Group, right? So this is the business that we are in. So, and AJ and I are partners, and we've got some other people on board. We are helping people establish, build their personal brands. We're helping them build rock solid reputations, and then we're helping them become rich, famous, and influential after they've built rock solid reputations,
right?
So what we do is we want to just talk to you. We want to get to know you. We just want to hear about your dreams, and then we'll share with you what we maybe see and how we can help, and maybe we can help and maybe we can't, and either way is fine, but we love this, and we spend time with a lot of rich, famous, and influential people, and we're learning a lot, and we've got a lot to share. So we'd love to kind of talk to people about that.
So on the brand call, which you guys can go to lewishouse.com/brandcall, and right there you'll see the form to opt in if you want to do a free call with Rory's team on this. What will they gain from that call? They'll learn more about how to build their personal brand and how to be more influential, all those things, right?
Yeah, I would say...
You'll give them a kind of a breakdown based on what they're sharing, their goals, their vision.
Yeah, I would say one is our team will help you get clear about what your personal brand really is and what it should be and sort of what kind of direction you're heading. And then two, we'll share with you what we see for you as a potential next step or next steps for your personal brand.
There you go.
And there's almost everything that we share and teach is stuff that we have learned from other people. We've learned it from you, right? Like I've been through 7-figure webinars and been through SOGA and I've been through all sorts of stuff that we've learned from lots of people. So a lot of it we're sharing from people that we have learned, but I think what we're really passionate about is that reputation piece.
That's it.
And keeping you authentic and congruent and aligned.
Yeah, and there's a real need for this because there's a lot of, you know, I have the Greatness Mastermind where we got a lot of big influencers and people who have large audiences, but also don't understand where they're heading. You know, they got too many opportunities. They don't know what their uniqueness is. They haven't figured out their revenue streams. And so I think it's really important if you're wanting to build a business or build your personal brand, or launch any product or service, go to lewishouse.com/brandcall, all lowercase, and you can learn more there. And at least just jump on the call, learn more about where you're heading, your vision. It's going to be really helpful to jump on this call. So I would check that out for sure. We'll link it up in the show notes as well. I want to ask you two final questions because we got to wrap things up.
Okay.
This one is the three truths, which I think you might have answered last time.
I have answered, yeah.
You have. We're going to have to do it again. Okay. I'll save on the question and just let you go into what are your three truths.
Man, I always forget to prepare for these. I know they're coming. So what are
this is if it's your last day and you have no more no one has access to your content or information anymore, and all you could share with them these three things that would be left behind, what would you say are your three truths?
I would say, I wish I would have figured out in my life earlier to stop serving myself and start serving others sooner. And it's just like, you don't feel any type of fear when you focus on others. It all goes away. So I would say that.
Yeah.
I would say the second thing is play the long game.
Mm.
Play the long game. When it comes to your reputation, when it comes to your money, when it comes to your relationships, when it comes to what feels good, play the long game. And then for me, the third thing is, it's a faith thing, you know, and I hope you don't mind me sharing, but it's just like, for me, it's, I'm a Jesus guy and I'm a Christian guy, and I believe in his plan. I believe that it's going to work out. I believe that the story has already been written, and it's just believing that the future is going to be better than the past. However that looks like for you. For me, that's Christianity and Jesus, but whoever you are, that's another thing you should at least spend more than a little bit of time getting clear on, is what you really believe about the long, long term.
Yeah.
The real long term.
Absolutely.
And just believing. That's the thing, I think winners definitely have this inherent belief that the future will be better than the past.
Yeah, that's great, man. I love those three truths. I got to acknowledge you, my man, because you've helped me so much get clear on my vision, and it's my goal to serve as many people as possible. And you giving me that clarity through this, you know, brand strategy, but also our friendship, has been really powerful. And I know you're constantly helping as many people as you can who are influencers make an impact with their reach and their audience as well. So the ability to give people clarity and clear structure is a game changer. So I acknowledge you for that, man. Appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate it. It's an honor to be associated with your reputation. It's not something that we take lightly.
Yeah, yeah. Appreciate it, man. Final question. What's your definition of greatness?
I'm going to go with, and I know people have shared this before, I heard it from John Maxwell. He said that greatness is when the people who know you the best respect you the most. You know, as much of a public world as it is, and there's a lot that I've been through in the last few years, and just with social media and everything, right? Like, everybody sees this manicured image of who you are. Even if it's your weaknesses, it's still your manicured weaknesses. It's the ones you're choosing to share.
Sure.
And I think the reality is that there's only a handful of people around you that really get to see you in your darkest moments, in your weakest moments. And when those people that know you the best respect you the most, I think you've reached greatness.
Mm, love it. Rory Bading, my man. Appreciate you. Love you, man.
There you have it, my friends. I hope you enjoyed this one. Again, go to lewishouse.com/brandcall to be one of the first people to get a strategy session, a free strategy call on really how to build your brand. If you're thinking about building your brand and you want more advice, you want more feedback, then go to lewishouse.com/brandcall. The full show notes, the full video interview, and all the information for that link and everything else we talked about is at lewishouse.com/670. Again, make sure to share this with your friends on Instagram for those that want to build an influential personal brand. Share this with them, any entrepreneur friends, those just getting started out, those who are already successful and want to go to the next level, share this with them. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. It's all about building an influential brand. Again, when you have more influence, you can impact more lives. And that's one of the reasons why you are here, to impact the people around you and as many people as you can. The best way to predict your future is to create it, said Peter Drucker. And as always, you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends.
Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic Raised Bed and Garden Soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.